This Sunday, the space in front of Independence Hall will become a theater set. A large stage depicting an ancient Iraqi stair-like building called a ziggurat will be erected right in front of the iconic facade. Iraqi national symbols that became familiar to Americans during the Iraqi War will frame a live radio show. The performance, called Radio Silence, connects Iraqi immigrants and refugees who left Iraq with American veterans who fought there. WHYY's Elizabeth Perez Lunas has the story.
Radio Silence is a story that starts with Iraq before and after the war, and Radio Baghdad is at its core. When Radio Baghdad signed on in 1936, every morning started with 5 minutes of singing by the local bird, the bulbul. The idea was that nature, not the human voice, should welcome people into the day. Another voice, this time human, came from the city's favorite broadcaster, Barjat Abdulwahid, who is often described as the Walter Cronkite of the Iraqi airwaves. Barjat's programs were a combination of news, music, and current events. He was the voice of authority, trusted and respected. But in 2009, Barjat and his wife left war-torn Iraq and settled in northeast Philadelphia, an area where Iraqi immigrants tend to congregate. Once here, multimedia artist Michael Rakowitz, whose family is Iraqi, had the idea of recreating Barjat all-radio program in exile. The project was underway, but then Barjat became gravely ill and died in 2016. Rakowitz had managed to complete only one long day of interviews.
And when he died, you know, the story became more sad, but it became more real and more sort of like horribly poetic because the voice of Iraq loses its voice.
But not for long, says project curator Elizabeth Thomas.
So with Bajat's death, this idea of silence, of our host becoming a ghost, changed the nature of the project, but also the time in developing the project allowed the narratives to shift. And in fact, now there are some people participating who will not use their last names for fears that they have about reprisals in Iraq or their own fears about their citizenship status in the United States. And so the speaking, both in terms of being present and visible and occupying space at the seat of American democracy, have come to mean and represent very different things for people now.
One can be in silence and in a state of remembering. One can be in silence with somebody else and know that they are grieving in silence.
From the start, Rakowitz saw this radio program as a collage of interviews with Barjat, Iraqi immigrants, newscasts in Arabic and English, and audio memories. He also included the voices and experiences of American veterans of the Iraqi War.
So I'm Tony Topps, Warrior Writers. I take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, gasping of air, gurgling sounds, long, slow, short and fast breath.
The show then, which will be distributed in 10 installments, transformed into a double narrative, featuring cultures forced by war and occupation to intersect.
With these two groups of people that have been to Iraq, the Iraqis who have ended up here as a result of the war, and then of course the veterans who have come back from that place with other experiences, it becomes a way of not necessarily whitewashing Iraq into something where it's just about the happy memories, but to understand that it was a place that was full of dreams and aspirations that were interrupted by a succession of wars that didn't stop from 1980 onward.
All the components of Radio Silence, a mural arts project that's part of the group's Monument Lab initiative, will be in front of Independence Hall. The audience will not only see the live production of an unconventional radio program, but will be surrounded by music, poetry, and food. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.